Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Galatians 5:16-17. Humanity has been in a war of the Spirit against the flesh since the beginning of time. We live in the flesh. We are creatures that have been given in our creation the right to choose. In the beginning, Adam and Eve were given the right to choose by the God who had created them. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Genesis 2:14-17. God has always placed boundaries. What causes us to cross those boundaries is our lust. There was a restriction placed upon Adam and Eve, even as there are restrictions placed upon us. In Satan's temptation of Eve, he appealed to her lust. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Genesis 3:6. A Bible writer would later declare that this appeal to the flesh is the manner by which all sin comes. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. The fruit of the tree was good for food, was the lust of the flesh. The fruit of the tree was pleasant to the eyes, was the lust of the eye. The fruit of the tree was desired to make one wise, was the pride of life. Eve and Adam surrendered their will to the appeal of the flesh. They chose to walk in the flesh rather than walk in the Spirit, and thus the war commenced. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5:12. If we choose to live by the divine order of God, and walk in the Spirit, we will not walk in the flesh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. Romans 8:5. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.